Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Anton Taliaferro, who is the Chief Investment Officer and Portfolio Manager at QV Equities. Anton, it's always good to talk to you.
Well, it's good to be here, Tom.
It's a very interesting time in the markets. I know you've got fulsome views on a range of things. Perhaps we might reflect on what your takeouts were from the recently completed reporting season.
Yeah, look, again, the quite a mixed bunch of results, I think. Again, the economies around the world are growing, so that's a positive. But I think what came through very clearly was, you know, there's a lot of competition in many areas of the economy, both here and overseas. So obviously in Australia, you know, the telco industry, there's a lot of competition there, so margins are hard to expand. Same with banking, same with retail. So while there is growth in the economy, many sectors of the economy are super competitive.
Were there any particular themes that struck you in the last reporting season compared to what we've seen over the course of recent years?
Look, not really. As I said, the main thing is sales are growing very slowly and margins, you know, companies are battling very hard to maintain margins. You know, in fact, a couple of stocks, companies we own, like Pact Group, got impacted very badly by input prices going up, electricity prices. So there's a lot of pressure on companies. Input prices are going up, electricity prices are going up, wages are going up, yep. And it's very hard to lift your prices to the end consumer. So that means to maintain your margins, you've either got to cut costs or find some other way of doing it.
You made a good point there. You said that wages are improving, albeit slowly. So there is a bit of a consumer-facing theme in some of your portfolio. The Crown, you're holding in Crown. Mm-hmm. Is that based on any outlook in relation to household spending or the approach that households are taking at the moment?
In terms of why we own Crown?
Yeah.
No, look, we own Crown for a very simple reason. You know, Crown owns two casinos, one in Melbourne, one in Perth. Very fantastic properties. They're right in the middle of two cities, particularly Melbourne, which is very rare around the world, by the way. You don't find many casinos plonked in the middle of a 5 million city as you find with Melbourne. Happens in Australia. So those casinos are doing reasonably well. Actually, the grind was doing well. It's the VIP that's been a bit volatile. So what Crown is doing, they're debt-free. They pay 60 cents a share in dividends, which is sustainable based on the cash flows from those two casinos. And in 2021, they're going to be opening Barangaroo, just around the corner. Yep. So I'm sure you'll be there on the opening, Tom, probably.
I'll be staying away, I'll be avoiding it like the plague, Anton.
Good. I don't go to casinos either. But look, which we expect, that'll be a big success. So again, it's one for the patient investor. Yep. There's not many patient investors around at the moment. You know, most stocks seem to be valued on sort of 2 weeks, kind of what's happening in the next 2 weeks to 1 month, which, you know, I think is a function of the market, you know, that we are, again, nearing the top, I think, of a market. It is being dominated by quant and momentum funds. So you have, you know, one end of the market where valuations don't make sense. You know, yeah. We look at things like WiseTech and Dexus and Goodman Group, and honestly, like it's impossible to justify their valuation. Really, mathematically impossible.
Well, that's a good point because you have a very low exposure to the technology space in Australia. Is that part of the reason for it, that you just can't justify the valuations?
Yeah, that's right. Look, I mean, a couple of them seem to be going well, and like Appen or whatever, but many others are just really, you know, one would have to be cautious. And look, of course, the technology sector in the US is doing well, but then again, they have companies like Facebook, Google, yep. You know, which actually make a lot of money, have cash on balance sheet, they're global companies. You know, you really can't put a WiseTech on any sort of multiple compared to those companies. And at the moment, you know, you are getting this sort of feature to the valuations of Australian tech stocks, but the quality of many of the Australian tech stocks has nothing to do with the real big global giants, you know, which are real companies on NASDAQ.
Indeed. Now, a theme that we're seeing globally is the, you know, aging population, and it's important to consider how that cohort's going to be taken care of. So that's obviously why Regis Healthcare is in the QV portfolio. How did the healthcare sector perform in the reporting season?
Well, again, Regis is not quite healthcare, but look, healthcare covers a broad array of regions. You know, we own Sonic Healthcare as well, which is big in pathology. They had a reasonable result. We also own some Ansell, although we've been reducing, which is really more into medical gloves. Yep. Then there's Regis, which is aged healthcare. So they're quite different companies. So look, the healthcare sector is still growing reasonably well. Some of it obviously is subject to government regulation. As you know, Regis is very dependent on now there's a Royal Commission and funding, and it depends now who gets into government, you know, in the next 6 months in Australia, because, you know, the Liberals have been, you know, quite harsh on the aged care sector in terms of the funding. Labor tend to take a different view. They tend to see it more as a social service and the need. So that will determine. But look, we bought Regis when it was out of favor. When the Royal Commission was called, the shares fell quite heavily. It's recovered a little bit now. It's a very good company. It's the best managed aged care provider, I think, of the three which are listed in Australia. But it is a bit tough because the funding, until the funding is clear, you know, there's a long-term funding place in place. Yeah, it's going to be hard for them to grow. They're doing quite well, they're profitable, but they've delayed opening any new aged care centres until the funding is clear from the federal government.
Now, when you look out over the course of the next 6 to 9 months in the domestic picture, there are a couple of big risk hurdles. We've got elections at a state and federal level. We've got the federal budget. How are you calibrating your thinking when you look over the course of that period?
Look, again, it's difficult to predict, you know, how markets will react, and obviously we'll be influenced also by what's happening overseas. But I think it's fair to say we are going to see some volatility. You know, I think everybody expects, you know, the Labor government to be elected at the next election. Who knows? The polls might show it's closer, you know. Yep. So I think you're going to get quite a bit of volatility running into the election. Obviously, the policies are quite different in terms of, for example, you know, enforcing the Royal Commission on banking's suggestions. You know, Labor have said they'll do it straight away. The Liberals are saying they'll be selective. So, look, there will be volatility. You know, as I said, on the aged care sector, their policies are quite different. And you know, stocks will move accordingly, depending on who the market thinks is going to be next in power.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned banks. They've navigated a pretty challenging period in the last couple of years. How's your outlook towards the lenders at the moment?
Look, it's tough. It's tough. We own a holding in Bank of Queensland in the QV portfolio, which has been hit by their margins compressing. Yep. So, look, the banking sector is doing it tough. Obviously, the volume growth has slowed, you know, because there's no demand from housing, whatever. They've clearly tighten their credit standards, which partly contributes to that lack of growth. So look, it's very tough. The banks, if you think about their profit and loss account, their volumes are not growing much, but they can't because there's less demand for credit and they're being tighter in lending it. You know, very hard to put up fees. Margins are under pressure because, you know, wholesale rates have gone up overseas. So it's pretty difficult. You know, the only lever the banks really have got to maintain profitability is their costs, you know, which again, it's difficult for them to cut their costs when the Royal Commission's just come out and they're putting a lot of money into increasing their compliance costs. So look, the outlook for the banks is flat at best in terms of the earnings. And, you know, hopefully they'll be able to maintain their dividends, although there's risk to that as well.
There's a lot more we could talk about, Anton, but we'll probably have to leave it till next time. Thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.